Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Chapter 24 of The Spiritual Combat, How to Govern One's Speech. We must be careful in our speech because of our tendency to speak on anything that is attractive to our senses. This inclination is rooted in a certain pride. We think that we know a great deal about things, and fond of our own conceptions, we do not hesitate to communicate them to others. We think the entire assembly should be attentive to us. One could not easily enumerate all the evil consequences arising from uncontrolled speech. In general, we may say that it occasions much loss of time. It is a certain sign of ignorance and shallowness. It usually involves detractions and lies and cools the fervor of devotion. It reinforces our disorderly passions and establishes a habit of loose and idle talk. As a method of correcting this, I would suggest the following. Do not talk too much, either to those who do not readily listen to you, lest you bore them, or to those who enjoy hearing you, lest you be led into improper avenues of conversation. Loud and dictatorial tones are not pleasing to the ear and only reveal your presumptuous ignorance. One should speak of himself, of his accomplishments, of his relatives, only when compelled to do so. And then these should be discussed as briefly and modestly as possible. If you would meet someone who talks only of himself, try to find a good reason to excuse him, but do not imitate him. Though everything he says should serve only as an occasion for humiliation and self-accusation. Speak willingly of God and his immense charity for us. But lest you fail to express yourself correctly, prefer to hear and treasure in your heart the words of others on this subject. When worldly talk reaches your ears, do not let it touch your heart. If it be necessary for you to listen to it, to understand and to comment on it, lift your heart to heaven. There reigns your God, and from thence that divine majesty condescends to behold you. Unworthy as you are, after you have decided what to say, eliminate some of it, because in the end, you will always discover that you have said too much. Silence has a definite value in the spiritual warfare. Its observance is an assurance of victory. Generally speaking, it is accompanied by distrust of self and confidence in God, a greater desire for prayer, and facility in practicing virtue. To arouse yourself to a love of silence, consider the great advantages it offers and the numberless evils that spring from an unchecked loquacity. To become accustomed to infrequent speech, you should practice restraint, even when you might be permitted to speak, unless this silence should be detrimental to yourself or to others. Unprofitable discourse is to be avoided. The company of God, his saints and angels, is to be preferred to that of man. If you really have in mind at all times the war you have undertaken, you will hardly find time to breathe, much less to throw your energy away in silly, inane conversations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we have to remember that Father Scupoli is trying to lead us to Christian perfection. And we have to remember that he's going to make room for recreation. He makes room for things we need to talk to people. But here he's really trying to exhort us to a love of silence. A love of silence. In silence, we can hear the Lord. We can hear God speaking to us. If our whole day is filled with noise and our own speaking, where is there time to listen, to hear what God is saying to us through other people and in prayer in our heart, in our mind? And his point is that we should want to speak to God. We should want to speak with the angels. We should want to speak with the saints. And one of the things that's happening right now, at least in Ontario, with this new enforced stay-at-home order for the next month, is that either we will go closer to God or we will begin to get very discouraged. There'll be a lot of anxiety. But if we can use this time to speak to God more, if we can use this time to learn about the saints and to develop friendships with the saints, then we'll understand more clearly why it's so important to be silent with human beings. Okay, now, but when you do have to talk, what does he say don't talk about? Don't talk about yourself. Don't say, oh, I've done this and I did that, or my brother's done this, or my dad's done that. Sometimes you're compelled to do that. Sometimes you need to do that. But there's a great spiritual lesson to very rarely talk about ourselves in that kind of way. And if we meet people who talk about themselves all the time, try to make an excuse for them. But he says, don't imitate them. Don't imitate them. And don't always go around talking about God and his love and how great God is. It's so hard to do that. And so he says, prefer other people to talk about that. And if you hear things that are not very good to hear, always try to turn it back to God in your own heart. Lord, give us a love of silence, but give us even more than that, a love of you. Because the only reason that we'll practice silence is that we want to be close to you. You are the Word. You are the Father's ultimate message to us. Make us fascinated with you and less fascinated with ourselves. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.